Been very impressed. He's exactly what we thought from watching him in Pittsburgh, and his ability to get off versus the jam is very impressive. Just that quickness, top of the route, and that speed down the field is something that we were very interested in to start with, and he's shown us that he's still got that.
Coach Fox said these OTAs are back to real football, where the offense and defense can be on the field at the same time. The defense obviously added some weapons this offseason. Has it been fun for you trying to, you know, work the offense against the defense with even more weapons this year?
Well, we're going through our install right now, and so we haven't really had a chance to, hey, they're going to run this coverage and we're going to do this to combat it right now. It's just we're installing our offense, and obviously they're a tough defense to go against just in scheme for what Jack does, and then the players they've added, it makes it that much more difficult.
Noshon obviously had a great year last year. To let him go shows a lot of confidence you guys must have in Monte.
We drafted him in the second round to be a big contributor. I know I keep saying the same thing, but, you know, we do have a lot of confidence in him, and he brings that full package of a good running back, running the ball, catching the ball out of the backfield, and protecting.
The growth you saw from him from early on towards the end of the season, into the playoffs, into the Super Bowl?
Big strides. I'd say he'd probably be the one guy where he made the most improvement. And to see him make the next jump in his second year, we're looking forward to that.
Adam, is it safe to say that C.J. Anderson is competing with Ronnie for that backup?
I would say everybody behind Monte right now is competing for the second spot. It's wide open. So whoever wants to step up, take that spot, that's what we're looking for.
Do you think you need a veteran in that spot, a Willis McGahee type, or, I mean, a guy who's, you know, 5-plus years?
That's personnel. That's their call. Our job is whoever they give us, those are the guys we're going to coach. And right now we got the group, and we like that group, and whoever steps up, we'll fill that number 2 spot.
How has Capri Bibbs looked?
He's done a good job. All these free agents that we've had out here, the rookies and that running back room, that have been very impressive. And you can tell it's not too big for them, and they're all stepping up and getting their reps and doing a good job at it.
How's Cody Latimer doing adjusting to the NFL and working with Manning?
I haven't had a lot of time to spend with him on the field yet. And, you know, when he's been in meetings, he's been good. And we'll see how that goes when we get probably further into OTAs. It's hard. It's so early. I couldn't really comment on it.
I asked Jack this. What makes Demaryius unique in a league where there's big receivers now and there's big and fast receivers? Why is he able to distinguish himself now?
What's different to me is just coaching quite a few bigger players is his speed and just how physical he is at the top of his routes. That was the big question to him coming out was, can he run routes?
Okay.
He played in an option offense.
Okay.
But we saw enough from him in 2010 to draft him as high as we did, and he's proven us right. And his route running ability is a lot more impressive than what people probably give him credit for.
Adam, you were his position coach that first year. Did you think he would progress this far?
When I first met him, he was such a quiet guy. I was kind of waiting for him to kind of come out of his shell. But as the year went on, and you could kind of see he's got a great personality and his work ethic. He was quiet. He went to work and he tried to improve every day. And that was what it was more, instead of just being a quiet guy. But he did a great job towards the end of the year. He really, you could tell he wanted it bad, and he wanted to be better, and he wanted to get on the field.
He had such a good year last year. You mentioned his work ethic. Where do you think it goes from here? What have you seen from him so far this offseason?
I think he's competing with himself right now and trying to make sure that he tries to have a better year than he did the year before. All these guys, it's not going to be easy. Our expectations are so high. You got to work hard to make sure we can get better than what we were last year.
I haven't spent a lot of time with Cody, but John talked about it a bunch, about what a good blocker he is. You mentioned Demaryius coming from the option offense. We know what a blocker he can be. Does that make you, as a play caller designer, think maybe we need to run more to the edge and get on some DBs?
Well, I mean, we're going to do what's best for us that game and how the flow of the game's going. And our receivers are expected to block, and we do need to do a better job. And he can contribute in that area. But that whole group needs to do a better job as far as our run blocking.
Why is ball security such a early focus and early emphasis for you guys?
Well, I think over the last 2 years we've had 48 fumbles, and we've lost quite a few of those. We've been in the back half of the league, and I know I talked about it a lot last year, and we kept putting the ball on the ground, and we're starting it right now. We need to improve on that. We need to be a better turnover margin team, and it starts with us. and we can help the defense out. We need to get in the plus category. And if we stop putting the ball on the ground, that can help us. So it's been a big point of emphasis for us right out the gate, and hopefully it'll be nothing but positive for us.
Coach, Julius Thomas has had 1 year of high school ball, 1 year of college ball, essentially 1 year, a full season in the pros. Is the best yet to come with this kid?
I think he's just going to keep getting better. He works so hard. He's a really smart player and person. So he understands what defenses are trying to do. And I'm really excited to see what he can do this year.
Even with the low contact of OTAs, what do you want to see from Orlando Franklin at left guard to show that he's the man?
Well, we talk about it all the time, and Lewis does a great job of this as far as just your pad level. And we just want to make sure these guys aren't standing straight up and getting pushed back. And it is a little less, you know, physical than what you expect. But you can do the little things right, your footwork and just the way that you come off the ball, where it's in a safe manner, but at the same time, you can show that you know what you're supposed to do. And a lot of our stuff is assignment. Hey, be right on what you're supposed to do.
Adam, yesterday Coach Fox said that in the offseason, we're either getting better or getting worse. After the success that you had last year on the offensive side of the ball, how do you get better?
Well, we, you know, as a staff, we do a lot of studying of other NFL teams, we study some college teams. We kind of take a look at what we did last year, what we didn't like, and we'll make little changes here and there. And we find some areas where we didn't think we were that good. I would like to go back and, you know, going back looking at our 2-minute, there's a lot of calls that I wish I could have had back there. Inside the five, we actually didn't score as many touchdowns as we would like. And we kicked a lot of field goals, and a lot of people probably say, well, you scored a lot of red zone points, but we left a lot out there. And we've looked at those, and obviously the turnovers, I mean, we've been talking about that. But we look at those categories and figure out how do we get better in those areas. And that's what we do as a coaching staff in the offseason. We try to find ways to improve in those areas.